Could the U.S. lose its AAA rating from the Fitch Bond Rating Agency if lawmakers on Capitol Hill come up with a weak deal to raise the debt limit? Well, Fitch has long warned a repeat of the 2011 debt ceiling crisis would result in a formal review of the nation's rating.
Joining us now live to talk about it, CNN anchor and chief business correspondent Ali Velshi. Hiya, Ali.
John and Hillary, this isn't live, this report. I was taped in August of 2011.
Right? I mean, come on.
I mean, we have been down this road before. What most people may not realize is that there are three major rating agencies. There are others. S&P is the one that downgraded the U.S. in August of 2011. Fitch still kept it at a AAA. But now they're saying basically the same thing that S&P said back then. A, the U.S. has got to get its spending and debt stuff under control. B, it's got to just stop messing around. And if they don't, we could see a downgrade.
Does it matter?
That's the excellent question. So back then, we were saying, you know, if we get a downgrade, it's like your credit card, your interest rate will go up. Ironically, interest rates didn't go up in the U.S., and the reason was, as my friends from PIMCO, the bond rating agency, the bond agency say, the U.S. was the cleanest, dirtiest shirt in the pile. So let's say you're on a three-day trip, and it becomes a four-day trip. You pick the cleanest shirt because you have to wear it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the U.S. was. Europe was in such a mess that U.S. interest rates didn't go up because we were better off than they were. But that's not necessarily true this time. So in other words, if we do get a credit rating downgrade, U.S. interest rates may go up.
Now let's switch gears here a little bit. Apple. Apple was the most valuable company in the world a year ago, but the stock is way down, and we're getting some big news about Dell. So what's going on in the tech world?
Okay, so Apple, the stock closing below a little above $480 today. I remember when it was 5.25, people were saying, hey, keep buying the stock until it gets to about $600. Apple reached $702 at one point. So Apple's had a sell-off for a while, but there were rumors that started on Monday that Apple has cut orders of iPhone 5 components because of lower demand. Now, Apple has not said if that's true, but in this world with high-priced stocks, that can have an effect. Now, the opposite is happening to Dell. Those shares are up about 15% over 2 days because, again, rumors unconfirmed that Dell is thinking of going private. It's a publicly traded company. It's thinking of going private to concentrate on sort of making some more money and not having to go back to shareholders and ask their approval. So two very big stocks in the tech industry going in different directions today.
Ali, quickly before we go, there are a lot of people writing about Facebook and that basically the stock has nowhere to go. Do you think that's true?
I study this a lot, and I've studied it since the IPO, and we have people with different opinions on it. Facebook's going to come out with a big announcement tomorrow morning, but it's going to be a while before that stock really gets traction. I know there are people who paid $40 and $42 for it, waiting for it to get there. It'll probably be a while.